Welcome to the Nopalera podcast, a place where I share the journey of building my company from the ground up, as well as the stories of others in our community. I am your host, Sandra Velasquez, founder of Nopalera, a culture-forward brand that celebrates and elevates culture. Aside from making great products, we are cultural storytellers with a mission to inspire our community to stand in their worth. In this podcast, you will hear a mix of solo and guest episodes around the entrepreneurial realities of building a company. I launched Nopalera from my Brooklyn apartment with no outside funding while working three jobs, raising my child in the middle of the pandemic at the age of 44. Thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope it inspires you to live boldly. Hi, everyone. Thanks for your patience as the podcast has slowed down a little bit this year due to just being a very, very busy start of the year. But as promised, the point of this podcast was always to document the building of a company in real time and to offer insights and advice as I'm learning it myself in real time. And today is a special day because I have big news. So for the last few months, I've been fundraising to fuel Nopalera's continued growth. I've been meeting with traditional investors like VCs, venture capitalists, and I'm in talks with several of them. Last month, during my Morgan Stanley Accelerator graduation, I met someone who works with WeFunder, which is a very cool crowdfunding platform, and they suggested that it would be great to allow our community to invest alongside our institutional investors like Morgan Stanley and Latitude Ventures. If you're not familiar with WeFunder, it's a platform similar to Kickstarter where anyone can log in, create an account. But the difference is that with WeFunder, it's for actual investment into startups like Nopalera, where you get to become an owner in the companies that you believe in and love. Whereas with Kickstarter, it was more about getting people to give you money so that you could build a prototype or a product. And in return, they would get a physical item. They'd get like perks. In this case, you're actually investing for the long term. And so as you know, I built Nopalera for and with our community. So it made sense to me when I met this person last month that this was something that I should explore. The reason that I had never done it before is because in the past, like several years ago, WeFunder used to be a place where people could invest and you would have all of these hundreds and thousands of investors on your cap table. If you don't know what a cap table is, it's literally just a document that holds all of your investor information, how many shares they own, how much they invested. And investors don't like to see messy cap tables. They don't like to see cap tables that have like thousands of people on them. And now WeFunder has changed it so that it's literally like an SPV, which is really like a bucket of people. So we can have 1,000 investors in our WeFunder campaign, and it will only appear as one line item on our cap table. So that was very appealing to me. And also this person that I met works for a company that helps brands like ours, like Nopalera, build out the campaign page for free. So that was also appealing to me because, of course, I'm very busy. My schedule is overwhelming. And to think of taking on another project just seemed almost impossible to me. So it was just fortuitous and it felt like there were no accidents. It felt like I met this person on purpose to help guide me through this process. And so we did. We created the campaign page and it's currently live in private launch mode. The link is in the show notes, but I will tell you it right now. It is wefunder.com/nopalera. And this is allowing our community, our nearest or dearest, our ride or dies, to invest in a brand that they have already participated in and to become owners in our success. So I've allocated $250,000 to our WeFunder campaign of the $1 million that I'm currently raising. And we sent out a couple emails a few days ago, and the campaign is already at $116,000. And my mind is blown just by the power of you, our community. I'm just humbled because when I see the responses of why people have invested, which by the way, you can see if you were to go to the WeFunder page and look at what people are saying, the reason that they are investing has me so inspired and motivated. They're investing because the brand is resonating with them, which to me just means that we are successful in what we're doing because I built this brand to elevate Latinas, to elevate our culture, the wider market. And the fact that people are feeling that means that we're doing our job. And I want to share with you some of the comments that people are posting on the page because, again, it's just so inspiring. So there's a section called What People Say. And I'm just going to read some random ones here to you. So Kim says, I was inspired by Sandra's presentation at Nordstrom Women's Day. I was a member of our DIB study group in 2020 and excited to see some of the initiatives come to life. Jennifer says, we fully believe in Sandra's vision in building a Latina-centered luxury clean beauty brand. She and the Nopaleta team will lead this company to success, Latinas supporting Latinas. Crystal says, not only do I love Nopaleta products, but I also wholeheartedly believe in the company's values. As a Mexican-American, it's inspiring to see cultural representation in a product, a company, and a CEO. Thank you, Sandra, for creating Nopaleta and for inviting your community to be a part of the process. John says, Coco Chanel started in 1910, over 100 years ago. I believe in 100 years, the world will still be talking about Sandra Velasquez and her timeless products. Wow, you guys, these just go on and on. Jennifer says, I absolutely love these products and have given them to friends and family. The future of skincare is sustainable, and I love that the nopal is at the center of their magic. It's indigenous and reminds me of home. Adelante. So again, running a business is hard. I mostly am alone with my laptop, and to just feel the community's genuine appreciation and love just means so much. So wefunder.com/nopaleta is the link. If you have ever considered becoming an investor or want to learn more, you can visit the page. There's a video there. I'm also putting a video down in the show notes that I sent out to the email list initially so that you can see a Loom video of me walking you through the campaign and kind of how it works. And I want to just give you some high level, like, how does this work? When do I get my money back? Kind of the usual questions that people ask about these types of things. So WeFunder is not like the stock market in that you cannot buy a part of a company and then sell the shares later because we are a private company. We are not a public company that's traded on the stock market. And so when you're investing, you're really investing for the long term. You know, when Nopaleta either goes public or gets acquired one day, that's when everybody, including our big investors, will make their money back, including you and including us, including the people that work in Nopaleta who have employee stock options. So that's the main thing, but I think that's the biggest question that people have about investing in these types of things. All investment is a risk, by the way. You are investing because you believe that we are going to succeed and you want to be a part of that success story, and one day you will get a return, hopefully in the next 5 years. The minimum investment at WeFunder is only $100, so it's a very low barrier to entry. And I think what's interesting is I didn't actually ever learn about investing until I was in my 40s. I'm in my 40s now. I'm 47 years old, and a couple of years ago, I met Linda Garcia, who is an incredible woman who wrote a book called Wealth Warrior. Before that, she taught a class teaching the Latino community how to invest in the stock market. And that's how I first met Linda, and that's how I first learned about investing. And it changed my life. It rearranged the furniture in my brain because the theme here is ownership. I'm currently recording this podcast on my Apple computer. I have an iPhone. I have Nike shoes. I shop on Amazon. And if you are participating in the world, you're out there shopping, spending money on brands, somebody else is benefiting off of the fact that you are spending your money on those brands. And so why not become an owner in those brands? It's so interesting because I did not grow up with what I would call financial literacy, meaning no one in my family taught me about saving money, or they didn't teach me about compound interest. No one in my family invests in the stock market. In fact, they think it's like gambling, and they would actually rather go to a casino and literally gamble their money. It feels almost more in their control than investing in the stock market. And it's just because of a lack of education, of just not knowing how investing works. But in simplified terms, it comes down to ownership. If you ever bought a product, if you've ever bought Nopaleta, you could actually benefit greater if you were an owner in Nopaleta. And so that's what this is about. That's what this opportunity is about. It's about opening it up to our community to allow them to become owners in the brand that they're already participating in. So if you have appreciated my podcast or my newsletters, I want to invite you to become an investor in Nopaleta before this closes. This episode is going to go live the week of March 11th. And the fundraise is already almost halfway there with just us sending a few emails. And then WeFunder is actually going to send a larger email to their list, which is very large. So we want to make sure that our people get in first. And that's the purpose of this episode. So in the show notes, the links are there. There's a section on the WeFunder page where you can ask a question. Please feel free, utilize that section. And thank you. Thank you for just believing in the brand, whether you invest or not. Thank you for being here, for listening. I meet people all the time who tell me that this podcast has helped them. That means a lot. Again, The goal of Nopalera is to build a Latino legacy brand that will be around long after we are no longer here. And when we succeed, the goal is for us to be able to turn around and be the investors for the next generation. The first women that have written me checks, that have made introductions, that have opened doors have been other Latinas. And I want to be that person for someone else one day. So that is the mission of Nopalera. That is the ultimate goal, is to be able to turn around and send the elevator back down. Thank you, and I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for being here with us. Remember to leave us a review on whatever platform you are listening from. Spread the word so we can impact and grow the community. If you are an entrepreneur looking for more Real Talk and resources, you can join my entrepreneurial newsletter from my personal website, sandralilavelasquez.com. But also visit nopalera.co to pick up your favorite self-care items for yourself and your loved ones. Join the Nopalera mailing list to be the first to hear about new products, exclusive promos. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at nopalera.co. Stay resilient.